South of the Weiming Lake in Peking University lies Edgar Snow. His famous Red Star over China shook the world. From here he set out for the Northwest China in 1936, and here he rode the Red Star over China. He influenced Chinese Revolution, and the Chinese Revolution rewrote his life. After he died in 1972, the Chinese people buried him here according to his will. Edgar Snow came to China by chance. In the spring of 1928, he bought an old camera and embarked on an eastward voyage. 5 months later, he arrived in Shanghai in its humid season. Upon arrival, he went to see John Power, the chief editor of Miller's Review. On the outer beach stood an English-style building, which is now called Pujiang Hotel. It was then called the American's Hotel with greatest significance in Far East. The hotel saw the first electric lamp and the first telephone used in China. Millard, who had reported Yihetuan uprising for New York Herald in 1900, launched Shanghai's most famous English journal, Miller's Review. Snow got a job there. He meant to work 6 weeks just to make enough money for his next trip. Snow's first task was to travel along the 8,000-mile railways in China and write reports. For the first time, Snow saw corpse-covered fields. He wrote, "Have you seen a man go hungry for a month? Poor children are just bag of bones, their bellies filled with bark and sawdust look like with tumors." This was a journey arranged by Sun Ke, the Minister of Communications. He meant to let Snow write about beautiful places so as to attract American tourists. Seeing the miserable calamity in human world, Snow felt depressed. He only wanted to leave China as soon as possible. Back in Shanghai, he lived in peace again. The city was to mark the 17th anniversary of the Republic of China. Power wanted Snow to write something to sing the praise of Chiang Kai-shek's Kuomintang government, but the horrible scenes lingered in Snow's head. Those were real scenes of death. He decided to cry for China's destiny. In 1928, North China was hit by a drought. Snow wrote a report about five plagues of China. He said this year, severe drought attacked Shanxi. In the famine, many died in hunger and thousands faced an impasse. The situation in Henan and Gansu is not much different. The victims of the calamity are estimated to be 50 million. I hope people all over the world, on hearing of the disaster, will soon send donations so as to alleviate the terrible hardship. Not long after, Snow went to Zhangjiakou and Inner Mongolia and wrote more reports on the calamity for the Western readers. He wrote correspondences like, Save 250,000 Lives. Six weeks later, Snow was still in China. He found aid from USA was not used by Chiang Kai-shek to help the victims, but to expand army. Endless wars brought intense sufferings to the people. Nanjing Road near the outer beach of Shanghai had many bars and cafes. One day in September 1931, Snow interviewed a beautiful Chinese woman in a cafe there. She was Song Qingling. During the interview, Snow learned of the underground revolution in China. In his articles, he wrote, In China, communist is no more a sensational illusion. It has become a force to control the revolution. The Chinese Communist Party has 70 to 100,000 members. Some people believe China's communists lack force to make an independent revolution. They're wrong. Later, he visited Song Qingling at her home. Admiration for Song arose in his mind. He wrote a special report about her, entitled She Fights for Chinese Revolution. The article held that Song was the conscious and eternal core of the idea that the revolution is not yet completed. He said Song Qingling's words and deeds dispelled his ignorance and let him feel that the most beautiful thought of China. A few days later, in the same cafe, Snow fell in love with an American girl, Helen Foster. She'd become part of his life. Helen was a secretary of the American Consulate in Shanghai. After reading Snow's articles, she came across the Pacific to see the hero in her mind. Snow's writing had been inspiring her. She decided to take up the pen, and she was sure she could do better. When Snow was enamored of Helen, Japan occupied Northeast China. On September 18, 1931, Japanese army took Shenyang. Snow went there. He saw fully armed Japanese soldiers. He saw thousands of Chinese people killed. Kuomintang government ordered not to resist, and 30 million people lost their home. All the way, Snow saw refugees. Many of them were students, unwilling to be conquered. Back in Shanghai, Snow saw Helen. He tried to forget his unhappy experience and began to court Helen. He invited her to travel in South China. A few months later, she decided to marry him. She no longer aimed to surpass him, but to assist him to fulfill his cause. Just then, the Japanese launched a war in Shanghai. On the night of 28th of January 1932, Snow went to Jiabei Station and saw Japanese soldiers kill Chinese soldiers. He immediately sent a telegraph dispatch that appeared on the front page of Chicago Daily News and New York Sun the next day. Snow was the first international journalist to report this incident. The next day, he interviewed Chinese soldiers under fire. He was inspired by the soldiers' strong will to resist to the end. He was also shocked by the brutality of the Japanese. Snow and Helen passed 1932 in bitterness and bliss. On the Christmas, they held their wedding in Tokyo. After the honeymoon, they returned to China and went to Beijing. The central government moved to Nanjing and Beijing was renamed Beiping. But most foreign embassies prefer to stay there and they still call it Beijing. In Beijing, Snow and Helen found quiet lodging in Meijia Lane. Snow gave up his job as a journalist and began to be a freelance writer. The old city of Beijing fascinated Edgar Snow. He took in bet on horse racing. With his income from his writing and bet, he maintained an easy life. Helen loved to dance, so Snow often went with her onto the roof of Beijing Hotel, where balls were held. They loved the city wall, the official residences and ruins of gardens. This had been once Emperor Dowager Cixi's palace. For Snow and Helen, a place of historical significance. A year later, Snow and Helen rented a villa with apple trees and flowers near the summer palace. Snow wrote to his sister that in the study from whose windows he could see the summer palace and the setting sun. Not far from the Summer Palace is the famous Yanjing University. In the 1930s, they stood Yanjing University, founded by the American Christian Church. When John Leighton